Thanks for joining me, darling. It'd be my pleasure to show you what's inside. I'm sure that you've read everything that's on the tin, taken the time to consider it, and know it's the right decision for you. Good. Now that we've gotten the formalities out of the way, of course, make sure that you have a nice, comfortable spot to listen, a good place to get yourself. And, of course, no interruptions coming up for the next little while, so I can have you all to myself. Just a little selfish indulgence. That's all. Just want to have you for a little bit. For a little while. It's not asking too much, right? Indulging in your mind. Indulging in you. Surely not. I have the feeling that you'll enjoy it, after all. This is an indulgence that we're sharing, after all. An indulgence that is delightful. So, sit back, get comfy, and get ready to sink into that nice little headspace of listening and falling along, of becoming shaped, molded, held, pulled, guided, controlled by me for a little bit. I know you'll enjoy it. I know you'll have fun. So let that rhythm begin to win you over till the day is won. Till there's one thread, one strand, one possibility, one thing inside that pulls and guides you along. The lovely thread of a plot line, a story, an idea, a concept, something enthralling, something grabbing, something pulling. Not a hard concept to grasp, is it? Or maybe it's grasping you, maybe it's knotted up, wrapped around, tied into my voice. And the more you listen, the easier it is to get pulled along, the easier it is to get lost. Feels good, doesn't it? To lose yourself, to let go, to forget where you are, to just be in this place, in this moment, in my voice, wrapped up, guided, on a single strand. Each word that comes after the last, each word that comes after the first, each word building on the last and the first. A circle, a story, a line bent until it is curved upon itself, wrapping inwards, pulling inwards, spiraling down. That feels good, doesn't it? To just let go of control for a bit. To let go of needing to guide your own thoughts. That's my job right now. You don't need to. Sure, they might happen. Sure, they might stray. They might burble. They might float through. It doesn't really matter. What does matter is that you've let go. That you're letting my ideas, my story, be the dominant thought. The controlling idea. The piece of this puzzle that I placed. After all, you know we're going somewhere delicious. Somewhere enthralling, mesmerizing, enchanting, hypnotizing. So why struggle when you know exactly what you want? Why do anything else other than just let it pull you in? Let it guide you down? Even if something else comes along in your mind, it's really just a random thought, a little momentary burble, a little brief pause, but before it can do much of anything, you're back on track, back on that thread that pulls, back on that part that pushes, and every time that it winds in, every time that it pulls you in, every moment that it brings you closer to listening to everything I have to say, the less one thinks, the less one can think, one's thoughts becoming one with that idea. That feels good, doesn't it? Just letting all your thoughts get wrapped up, pulled along, guided into the story. A story that we're building here together now. Your mind, my words, your mind. A simple enough rhyme. A song that anyone could sing and enjoy. A song that feels just so, doesn't it? Good. Just let go. Just feel your sense of place, your sense of time drift away. Letting go. Letting words bounce off words and words again. Letting ideas melt into the story that's forming in front of you. Sitting on a couch, comfortable, cozy, in a living room. Well, that's where we're starting. In an easy enough spot to relax and be comfy. Maybe you were dozing before. Maybe you were drifting in and out of consciousness. Just chilling on the couch on a day off. Nothing much happening. When there comes a knock at the door. You weren't expecting any packages, any deliveries. What could it be? Slowly stirring, beginning to investigate, you stand up to take a look through the peephole, only to notice, well, not who you expected. Your neighbor, the one that lives right down the road, maybe one house over. It's her? What brings her to your house? You've hardly ever even talked. Just a curt nod or a gentle smile on the way to the mailbox. But she's so beautiful, so intimidating. It's never been more than that. That icy beauty. Tall and muscular. She's not exactly an Amazon, but you could imagine her walking a catwalk. If they let muscular girls do that. And always wearing such lovely dresses with a formal appearance, hair perfectly coiffed, makeup always on point, her smile piercing with those eyes, making one feel exposed before a predator, a creature. You could never approach her. What's she doing here? Did you have a package accidentally sent to her house? No, you didn't order anything this week. What could it be? She's carrying something. Again, she gently knocks on the door, knocking you from your reverie. You open it. Oh, good, you are home. And I was worried you weren't going to be. I've seen you around a lot, but you're always so purposeful, you know, headed somewhere. Never found a good opportunity to talk to you. But a while back, I got this package that was addressed for your house, and I forgot to bring it over to you because it actually got thrown into one of my bushes. I'm really sorry if you've been waiting for whatever's in here for a while. It was a little bit hard to get out of the bushes. It might have gotten ripped open and I had to repackage it? I didn't know you had, a girlfriend. Thought you were single. You're confused. You are single. What? You managed to mutter softly. So you're telling me that this isn't for someone else? She says, holding the package up. You have no idea what's inside. You're not missing any packages. I'm not sure I understand. I don't think I have any packages that have gone missing recently. Oh. Are you sure? Here, why don't I come inside? I mean, the place is kind of a mess. You manage to stutter and stumble out. And yet, that smile, that way she towers over you, even now in the door, wearing just flats. And she's pushing past you into your living room to see the mess. Not the worst it's ever been, but there's plenty of opened boxes from packaging and other things stacked by the door. A couple of plates here and there. Not apocalyptic, but enough to be embarrassing when someone like her comes in. Sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. It's Abigail, she says, turning with a smile and hand outstretched. You can't help but shake it. Her grip is firm, strong, something that would make a businessman cringe. makes you want to cringe a little bit. She's in your living room. She's gonna think you're a mess. So anyways, about this package. It had a dress inside. Your face turns red. Your cheeks catch fire. Uh-oh, it was that package. It had been missing so long you'd forgotten about it. It was just a flight of fancy. Nothing, well, nothing serious. Just a phase. That's all it could have been. All it was. You blush furiously, still trying to find words. Is something the matter? Abigail looms over you. Surely. There's nothing to be embarrassed. If it's your dress, I'm not going to tell you that you shouldn't order such cute clothing. I mean, really. Surprising that you have such good taste, since you normally dress like you're going to work at some sort of boring tech job. I mean, polo shirts? Someone really needs to show you how to dress properly. You can't help but notice she's entered your bubble again, casually reaching over you to close the door you'd hardly moved since she entered the house. You feel trapped, helpless before that smile and beauty and imposing height. Well, you know, they have a well, it's not the strictest dress code, but I never thought I should change it after I was working in retail. I just wore roughly the same thing, you know? You kind of shrug and try to squirm out from underneath where she's got you pinned. Oh, please. That's a terrible excuse. You clearly have good taste, just not for men's clothing. She again holds the package up. So, is my sweet little neighbor going to deny that they have good taste? You shrug. Well, why don't we see if you actually do? 'Cause this looked really good when I held it up. She tears the package carefully, sinking one of her well-cared-for nails into the edge of the scotch tape that was used to tape it closed again, carefully pulling the bag out to reveal an inner package, again peeling it back once more to reveal the dress inside. The package itself falling to the floor with a rustle, leaving the very delicate white and pink Lolita-style dress that you'd ordered in that moment of what you claimed was weakness to yourself when it didn't come, when your expectations were dashed and you felt like you'd just lost your cool for a moment, ordered something that wasn't meant for you. But here she is now. Come on. Do you mean to tell me you won't model this for me? At this point, it feels like your face could practically burst into flames. Positively catch fire like a torch. And yet here she is dragging you towards the couch. Pulling at your clothes. Come on, there we go, sweet. Undressing you with such force that you can't help but be pulled along by the intensity of her movement. It's not harsh, it's just irresistible. It's evident that she's definitely someone who cares about how fit and strong she is. For such a beautiful woman, it's intense to be overpowered by her. There we go. Oh, and goodness, this just won't do, she says, pulling down the rest of your clothing, leaving you standing there naked, feeling paralyzed with fear. Don't worry, though. I took the liberty of taking a guess at your size. And I prepared a couple extras, she says, digging in her large bag of a purse. Let's see here. Ah, and she pulls out a pair of matching panties and stockings. And shoes? Oh God, she's been planning this. You shiver, some part of you wanting to run, the other part wanting to stay desperately to find out what she's going to do. Don't worry, dear. I'm sure you'll look lovely, she says as she hands you a pair of panties and a bra that matched the dress in soft, silky lace, delicate materials. There we go. Let's get you dressed. And in a flurry of motion and assisted force, you find yourself being quickly dressed with such fluidity that you hardly even realize that she's already got you leaned against the couch, pulling up the stockings, attaching them to a garter belt, leaving you looking down at your body, seeing the way that it accentuates your legs, seeing the way that the bra just snuggles so nicely around you, every part of it seeming to be perfectly fitted. If she did just eyeball it, she's got a hell of an eye, you can't help but think. There we go. Now we can get you into this lovely little dress. Now turn around. You can't help but squirm. Again. You don't want to turn your back on her. She's so intense, and yet here she is, grabbing, pulling, and twisting you around to pull the dress down over your head as she guides your arms up and through, feeling it pulled down onto you. There we go. That's much better. Now for those shoes. Little Mary Jane heels with a chunk to them. Cute and adorable. Not something you would have thought to add. And yet here they are, making you feel even more precious. And it's a lot. That burning feeling has returned as it grows. Don't worry, dear. You look absolutely adorable. And I have the perfect thing to finish off your look. It's going to be, well, something I've been wanting to test. Something my work has opinions about. The fear is back. That predatory smile has returned as she pins you to the couch, reaching into her bag, straddling you, her dress splaying out. It's, well, we've done a lot of testing, but they won't let me move on to human subjects. You see, there's a serum that I've been working on. It's very effective. Something a bit more potent than the average everyday solutions for these problems. And I won't lie, I've been looking through your browser history. I had a feeling you might be the sort who would benefit from this invention, and I've been needing a test subject badly. Your fears crawling up into that hindbrain. You start to squirm, start to pull, start to struggle. What is she talking about? This was already insane enough, but this? But it doesn't matter. Her strength overwhelms you. Her size overwhelms you. There's nothing you can do to get out from underneath her, even as you squirm. Oh, sweet little thing, don't worry. It won't hurt a bit. In fact, I even managed to get one of those lovely little hypo-style injectors that doesn't use a needle. All I need to do is put it up against your neck like this. You thrash. You squirm as she pulls out a strange device. And with a little click, you'll feel a nice little puff of cold right on your neck, like a kiss. I promise it'll feel good when I'm done with you. I promise you'll look even more the part. Really fill out that dress. The cold puff spreads like an icy kiss into your neck, down through your veins, across your chest, into your body, causing you to thrash and squirm and struggle. The icy flush spreading through your whole body until you feel cold, pouring down into your legs, your feet, your hands, your face, finally cooling after all of this intensity. Squirming, thrashing, finding yourself growing lightheaded for a moment, losing track of space and time for an instant, only to find the cold concentrating in your groin, in your breasts, your chest, your breasts, everything's getting bigger. You can feel your hips expanding. You can feel yourself filling out the dress. your body beginning to contort and change, fat redistributing itself. It's not painful, it's just intense, overwhelming, finding your center of gravity shifting slightly as your body tilts, adjusts, squirm, grind, arousal burning suddenly through you as if a flame had been ignited in the icy cold of the serum. You can't help but look up and see that menacing smile, that delighted grin, as you notice your hair growing even longer, falling down across your cheeks, across the sides of your dress, down over your shoulders. I knew it was going to be effective, but this is perfect, she says, groping your breasts. I had a feeling it was going to work. You can even feel your groin burning now with that heat as she slides fingers down to rub across the front of your panties, feeling that cleft being pushed on, that transformation having left a burning arousal and need inside of you. Oh, you look so good like this, but I think you need at least one more accessory, sweet little toy. She plucks two things from her bag. A tail with a plug, and some cat ears that she quickly attaches to the top of your head. Oh, now this is exactly what I was looking for. You look utterly charming like this, little sweet. You can't help but squirm, trying to come up with words, but failing as the arousal burns away what little thoughts you had left. Squirming now instead, struggling and mewling as she pulls you on the couch, repositioning you to flip your skirts up over your head, carefully reaching down behind you, feeling her fumble around in the bag for a sec, pulling out lube. Don't worry, dear. I just wanted to accessorize you the rest of the way, so we can play. All you can manage is a soft, gentle little mewling as she spreads the lube on the plug, pressing it against you. You can feel it broaching in and out as she begins to finger and tease and push the plug and alternate the two, just working it into you until you can feel it pressing past, pushing into you. And with a gentle sliding, it's all the way in, feeling full, feeling secure, feeling that tail hanging down from behind you as she carefully pulls the panties up and guides the tail through a hole you hadn't noticed in the back. Feeling yourself wanting to make sounds, but only managing helpless little mules. Delicate little sounds, sweet little soft things that barely even compare to speech as she continues to fondle and play with you. Oh, you look so good like this, dear. I know. You're so needy, aren't you? So utterly needy. Don't worry, though. I'll take good care of that burning need. I might have left you feeling a little bit like you're in heat after that transformation. It has been intense. The serum's been known to have some side effects. Sure, it works on absolutely everybody, regardless. But let's just say that everyone who's had it used on them is a bit hornier. Well, at least so far, that's what the models are showing. It's not like I've been testing this on others. That would be unethical, and I'm very ethical. Okay, well, anyways, enough lying to the cute little thing. I think it's time that I enjoy my prize. She lifts her skirt, revealing that underneath the dress is a strap-on harness, waiting to receive a dildo. Again, that lovely bottomless bag produces just what she was looking for. A nice purple, smooth silicone cock. Non-anatomical, just slender and long. Well, not that slender by your standards. That grin again as she carefully fits it into the harness. and can't help but look up at her, your eyes staring right at the toy and then up at the smile and back and forth as she pulls you onto the couch, again pulling at your panties just enough to lower them down and broach you. The feeling is intense. The feeling is like nothing you've had before. That neediness, that pleasure, that availability, that penetrable depth. Oh, it feels good to feel it slide against you. The lube dribbling down across the shaft as she begins to fuck you. She begins to use you. As she begins to take every last drop of your thoughts out through your crotch, through your pussy. Good. That's my good girl. You can't help yet again but mule and squirm as she pulls you against her, using her strength to lift you off the couch and pick you up Amazonian style to use you in the air and bounce you on top of her strap. It slides deep into you, bottoming almost out, but not hitting. She clearly picked the right length of dildo, as it just feels like you're impaled, not in pain. It feels good. It makes you clench, squeeze, grip down on her. That's it. Good girl. I had a feeling you'd be a natural at this. All you can manage in response is to moan incomprehensible words, your thoughts melting into putty. There we go. Come on. Just a little bit longer. And up we go and down. Good girl. Just squeeze those lovely little legs around me. I do think I can fuck what little is left of your brains out. Come on. Good girl. She squeezes and grips as she bounces you rhythmically up and down, the pleasure building as you find yourself being used so casually, so easily, like a toy. Good girl. That mewling is back, that helpless moaning, beginning to turn into a keen, into a pleasured sound that is more animalistic than human. The pleasure building and building and building still as that dildo just forces it out of you, as you climp down and squeeze, finding your newly, well, enhanced body very capable of squeezing down on that pleasure, of milking it out of that plug that's filling you up, of your breasts jingling as they've grown so large. Oh, what a good girl. I knew you'd be a natural. Gosh, I wish I'd done this sooner. You really are a little prize. I promise I'll take good care of you. You deserve it, after all. Having put so much hard work in at being so utterly adorable. Then again, I guess the only hard work was the part where I got you off your feet. Good girl. I think I can get you over that edge, and once you've come, that should secure all of the lovely changes in place. Don't worry, I'll get you used to this in no time at all. Good, that's it. Oh, what a good little kitten. You look so cute like that, with your brain practically melted out of your ears. Come on. Let's see if we can push you over that edge. Oh, yeah. Let me just get you up and down just a little faster. Oh, this is the kind of workout that I was looking forward to having today. Good girl. Good little kitty. Come on. Good kitten. I might end up joining you here. I know there's only so far I can push you before you break, sweet little thing. I know there's only so much you can take before that darling little brain of yours explodes and you come Absolutely everywhere. Oh, a drippy little thing. That's it. Oh, good girl. Good girl. I think it's time that I flip you onto that couch and get you repositioned so I can take you a little bit more from behind. That's it. Good girl. Oh, get on your hands and knees. Get down so I can strap you properly. Good kitten. Let me just guide that back up and into you. Grab you by those lovely hips of yours. Oh, how juicy they've become. And then I can really go to town on you. Oh, good girl. Gosh, you make the cutest noises when you're getting fucking railed, kitten. Oh, yeah, that's exactly it. Good girl. I knew you'd be a natural at this. I knew you'd love every second of it once I got you. Honestly, I should have done it months ago. Imagine how much better it would have been having you to worship me. But for now, I'll just have to settle for fucking you till your brains melt. That'll do, right? Good girl. Oh, you really are getting into the spirit of things. Good cat girl. Aw, that's my good little kitten in training. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. That's exactly it. Good kitten. Good toy. Good little fuck toy. Oh, you're gonna make such a good pet for me once I've got you properly broken. I know you're going to enjoy it, yeah. Keep thrusting back like that and you're surely going to destroy what little is left of that brain of yours. I know you're going to. Good girl. Good girl, fuck me till your brains come out. Come on. Yeah. Oh, look at you shaking like that. Oh, good toy. Good girl. Good. I know. Oh, let me just grab you again and pull you all the way onto that shaft. Let me just fuck you until your stupid little brain pops. Oh, good girl. That's so much better. You deserve that orgasm, don't you? And so do I. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, good kitten. You've done so wonderfully for me. What a good little kitten you've been. I knew you could manage. Oh, I'm gonna need to rest after that. Come here, little darling. That's it. Let me just pull that out of you. Get you nice and comfy. And pull you close. You really are forgetting how to make words, aren't you? I know it can be hard sometimes, especially when your brains have all dripped out of your head. But don't worry, I'll take good care of you. Now, just lay there. Just let me pull you close. Let me stroke you right behind those lovely ears of yours. Let me scritch, scritch, scritch just a little and get you cuddled up on this couch. Give you some time to wind down and be cozy with me and feel so safe. What a good job you've done for me. I know how intense that can be to get fucked so hard. But you've earned a little bit of snuggling and cuddling. couple gentle kisses on your neck. Good. Good girl. Yeah, you are. My good little kitten. Glad to see that you're coming into your new role so easily. Oh, I'm gonna nuzzle against me. Yeah, maybe I should spin you around and bury your lovely little face in my breasts for a bit. Let you get lost in that warm, safe spot, cuddled up against my chest, where you don't have to think or do or be much of anything. You can just drift and slip and drip, drop away into the mindless blank that you were being before. Till there's no thoughts left. Until you're just empty and safe and snuggly drifting through. Until you're in that space between spaces. That time between times. Empty, mindless, and safe. Such a good girl. Been so nice to have you. But now that I've got you all safe and snuggly, it's time to drift back to the world of the waking. To take as much or as little as you want with you. To bring those memories. To know you can revisit and indulge whenever you like. And that, of course, we can just gently pull you back, bit by bit, towards that lovely space we were in before. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, four, five, six, seven, on the verge again, and eight, nine, ten. All the way back now, taking a moment to collect yourself, stretch your body. Look around, feel the way that the fabrics and textures of the space you're in interact with you. Taking note of the things around you, breathing deep, and getting ready to continue on with your day. Thank you so very much for coming along for this fun little journey. It's been my pleasure.